Some tough lamb and gimel, sif dalet. Okay, so the mechaber says, "Chare habayis bezizan habolton mehaksolim." So if you have holes in the walls, which they used to use the holes in the walls to hold items, or you'd have little ledges sticking out from the wall. So if they're very tall, very high up, you're not going to be using them. And if they're very low down, you're not going to be using them, because they're very high up or they're very low down. She'enim gavoyim harbe, v'lo nemuchim harbe. If they're not very high up or they're not very low down, so those need bedika because people would tend to use them. They're so high up that the person's hand doesn't reach there. Or if they're very low down, less than 3 tefachim off the ground, people do not usually bend down, stoop down that low. And therefore, they do not need to have bedika. And Mr. Burr is going to point out if there's children in the house, that halacha would be different. So they used to use them to store things. And there's a possibility there's still some chometz in there. In general, we assume they did not use such low storage places. But if you remember using it even one time, even though you recall removing it, you still have to be bedik there. Once it becomes a place which is there, it's normal to put chometz there, maybe one time you put there and you forgot it, and it's still there. So I tell you for sure, I remember. I mean, I don't know about you, but I can't count the amount of times when I was positive that I didn't put something somewhere and then afterwards I found it there. I'm sure I didn't put it there and then I found it there because we tend to forget. But in a house where children are found, so everything needs bedika because it's very possible for the child to stick some chometz into those places. So, when there's little kids around, I never bring chometz into my bathroom. That's me, right? But if a little child might decide to bring some chametz in the bathroom and store it behind the toilet. So you have to look for all those places. Then he said, if they're low down, in tzirich bedika, v'al gabi ha-tanurim, asher gilim nishtam ashram tzirich bedika, poshet tagam b'chol achar, asher sivusayin tzirich bedika. They used to have these large ovens which were built into the walls of the homes. I imagine some of you have probably seen some type of a vision of that in some of your journeys through the media world. This big oven, which is like built into the wall, it's like a big round thing. So the upper part above it, there was usually like a ledge that you could stand on next to it, and then you could reach up. So that was an area where they would put things. Okay, sif hey, gaga yitzia ba migdol shagageim mushupoyim. So you have some type of a small cabinet, like a small little room or a cabinet. So if the rooftop of it is set at an angle, the top of it is set at an angle. So you don't store things there because as opposed to it's flat, you store things there. If you go to Ne'er Yisrael Yeshiva, you'll notice that there are no surfaces in the Beis Medrash. The swarm themselves, the shelves themselves are flat, but all the tops of the shelves are at an angle. This way nobody will be tempted to store any swarm there. And that's a mistake that many yeshivas make when they make the top of their bookcases flat. People tend to start storing things on top. Okay, Hayitzia Binyan Nomo, because it's like a small little room, building. A migdol shakaran almar a shafa, it was like an amar, chest of drawers. They make the top, the top of it angled. But that was there, what they did. But nowadays, we tend to make these boxes flat on top, and people put things there. You'd have to check there. And inside of the cabinet, for sure, you have to check. Or even if you don't necessarily store chametz there, but you store different kalim that you use for the meal, so that goes into the case of the Gemara. The Gemara says we have the possibility that in the middle of the meal, a person will go to get some type of utensil while holding a piece of chametz in his hand to put the chametz down, and then forget that he put the chametz there. Okay, so since these tops are not flat, they're not roy for tashmish, there's no need to be boidik them. Okay, we got batim shalehem hoyu shavim rogel ishtama shalehem. The roofs of their homes at the time of the Gemara, they used to have flat roofs, and they used to store things there. But sarach b'dika, you would have to be boidik there as well. V'tikra shalonu shatachas gaga mashupa. So we have a roof which is angled, but you have sometimes a ceiling underneath. If you would store things there, you would have to do bedika. Even if you don't store chametz there, but that's the idea that we had in the cases that if it's something which you would potentially use during a meal, you might go to get it during the meal and leave the bread there. Recognizing that climbing up into these attics, they didn't have a nice set of stairs. It was a whole asik to get up into this area. So if you want, you can sell the whole area to the goy. With the chametz which is there. But you see with the Mishnah Berurah only seems to be comfortable with this idea of selling it in a scenario where it was difficult for you to be baidik. Where an area which it would, the person is able to be baidik, it's really preferable that the person should not sell it and be baidik it. He shouldn't, yeah. That doesn't sound like the lashon. It says Basher Shatirchem Ruby. He sends it difficult. That's why we'll be Mako. It sounds like the language is because of the difficulty. That's an interesting thought. Thank you for sharing that. Okay, for most of us, the next few scenarios are not so negaya. Maybe when Mashiach comes, we'll go back to being farmers a little bit. Revish al Bakr and it's Arpadika. So you have the stalls where you keep your cows. You do not need to do bedika. Why? Shimho yasham chametz abehemus yachluhu, because the behemus are smart enough to eat all of the any grains, anything you leave there, the animals will consume it. V'chein lo shel tanugalim and it's our bedika. You have a chicken coop. Also, shimho yasham chametz atanugalim yachluhu, so the birds would eat it there. V'chein emso shel chotzer and it's our bedika. This is more relevant to us. A person has some type of a yard, and so the middle area where the birds can get to, so there's not any bedika. Shim ha yasham chametz ha'arvim ushar oifis ha'matsuyim sham yachlu. The birds would consume it. So I don't have to check my backyard. Maybe there's chametz there. Even though I might have one time put some chametz, had a cookout and left some chametz there, because whatever is there is gone. But at the Mishulchan Aruch, at the Hani Mili Misavah Chametz, this heter, this is a Gemara, this heter that I can rely on, that the birds took it, works in a case where it's not, when it's Savah Chametz. Avavad Chametz Loi. This, the idea that the birds will take it, is not Avad. So the Safik a heel of the birds can be moitzimide from the suffix presence of the chometz. But when I have vare presence of the chometz, some more says we have a klal ein suffix moitzimide vare. The possibility of the birds eating it is not sufficient to take you out of your vare chiyuv of bedika that the vare was chometz there. Okay. Now, zater amoa. Not only are you allowed to, if you happen to put it there, you're allowed to rely on the birds eating it. You're allowed to go put it there to feed it to the birds, and rely on the birds, and the birds are going to consume all of it and not create any problems. So the chara, right, that... it seems to me that it's a kolshkein. Shana tzarak levayer mishom afilu chometz vare adlach as one yisurei. So even if there's vare chometz there, I can rely on the fact that the birds ate it. So if I'm allowed to put it there, for sure I'm allowed to. For sure I'm allowed to rely on that fact. Now, so we have a problem is that this is a steer in Shulchan Aruch. Right. The Ramah is asking later on. The Shulchan Aruch himself says that that's mutter. Here, the Shulchan Aruch says there's vare chometz it's aser. And there he says that not only is that you're allowed to lechatchila go put chometz in the chotzer, relying on the fact that the birds will eat it. You can't do that after this mana yisur, but before this mana yisur, you're allowed to put it there and rely on that the birds will eat it. It might be something similar. I'm not familiar with deer's eating habits, whether they tend to eat chometz or not. It could be their only makban or matzah. I don't know. But assuming that they eat chometz, the chara should be the same thing. Now the Mishnah Berurah is going to answer this deer. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah. So. Okay, so the idea when you're putting it out for them, it's along the lines of being mafker. Yeah, well, we'll see that more in the Mishnah Berurah about it. Okay. Mishnah Berurah Chavdal Lul, who had in Karka Habayah, Shatrana Gerlam, Mesuyim Shom. The case of the chicken coop, if sometimes they would let the chickens roam inside the house itself. So I don't need to check the floor of my house if I let my chickens roam there. So in tzar b'dikas. So that's the solution. If you don't want to do b'dikas chometz, so the simple idea is let your chickens roam inside your house. Okay. We can walk in tzar l'chabit tachas amitas, but under the beds, you'd still need to sweep out from under the beds. Why? Because if I'm in nigra shom ayirei atanu galim chatika gudala shal chometz, v'yavshal hem la'okhlo is l'sibah cheris. They might schlep something there, but not consume it, because it's too large for them to consume. You can't argue it's like the case of the chotzer where it's a hefker in the middle of the chotzer. It's inside your house, so it doesn't help. Okay. Now, end of that thought. If the places where the person inside of his house he normally eats, and you don't have birds which are going to be pecking and picking up anything which falls, so you have to check under the table, under the benches, etc. Okay. Some take it a step further and say, even in a case where you're letting the chickens roam inside the house, the Shulchan Aruch says it only works with suffix chametz. Now, I don't know for sure there's chametz under my table. Well, yeah, but it's such a vare that chometz tends to fall there that it has equivalent status of a vare, not of a suffix. And we said you cannot rely on the Tana Gerlam in the case of a vare. I don't know too much enough about dogs to answer that question, whether the dogs tend to eat bread or not, you know. Okay, so I don't know. Okay. Okay, b'yei sharmim da'af b'de'ikatan agarlam shibabayis, even if there's chickens in the house, kol sha'achlu sham chametz samach l'pesach, havi k'moy chametz v'aday. It has a status of v'aday, which you cannot rely on a tarnagol for a v'aday. The epshah shal yipo chametz ala karka, some of it always falls. V'en savag achilas tarnagolim, moitzim v'dei v'aday chametz, v'sarach b'dika k'din, so therefore you'd have the b'adik there. Now, the sharat seen over here, so the in Lamed Gimel has a little bit of a thought process. It's like this: Morgan Rama Gras. Umashik Savti B'Shem Yeshurim. So the Sharetzian says, "Why do call it Yeshurim?" Many times the Shurim will quote the Morgan Rama and the Shulchan Aruch Rav as the Pesach. Nobody argues explicitly with them. They both point out this chiluk, which other people don't point out. So he says, I want to understand, I want to explain to you my thought process why I call that a yesh armrim, which means it's a machloikus. And there's one opinion, there's another opinion, even though nobody explicitly disagrees with that. So why would I call it a yesh armrim? So he says, Mishum de'ikr din zed, the makam sharechlam kol hashan al-chashrim achakach kevarei chometz, hu alpid divrei habach. The first step of the thought process is that we give a place where you normally eat chametz a din of avada. And the halach is you can rely on a tarnagol only by case of basavik, not avada. But the Mora never says that we give a place where you normally eat chametz a din of avada. The Mora's case was if you knew that it was there. Over here, I don't know it was there. We're just assuming by eating there on a regular basis, probability is so high that I drop something that has the status of avada. That's not a Gemara, that's a Bach. But he says, "Obamas mistimas lashon arash, but v'rani ruchim shekasa the bayis shatanagalam mitzuyim in tzarach bedika." Masrur shitush da hu apim makam shoyichlim. But the language of the Rishonim of the Rashba and the Rabbeinu Yeruchim sound like you could always rely on the tanagalam. Period. Even though you have places where you eat, why the bayis shadorin boy bevari oichlim sham gam kain? They discuss the case of the house. And they don't differentiate between where you eat. Apparently, they're accepting that deal that even if you normally eat in that place, you can rely on the tarnagol. So what's the pshat? V'atam yesh lomar. I can explain the thought process of the Rashba and the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Mishnah Lachosh Zeh Levarei. Because we can disagree with the Bach and say that it's not considered Varei Chometz. What do you mean? Da'af inema di'efshah shal yiplusham me'ashulchan. Things always fall. The Bach is right. Things always fall. And that's the equivalent of a Varei. Okay, so the charetz vare chometz, and the tarnagol doesn't work. The teretz is, who said what type of things we're talking about? Little crumbs are not what we're talking about. The kibbutzika is not for little crumbs. Dilmarak, pirurim, dimemela, bateli. We're talking about very small crumbs, which the Gemara says of them that they're so insignificant that they're bought automatically. Okay. I cannot speak for women. So far, I've said I don't know about dogs. I don't know about something else you asked me about, whatever it was. Now the question is, why women check for clean for crumbs? Okay. So in general, the shear which the Poskim assume they give an approximate shear, which is large enough that we assume that it's not automatically bottom. It's less a cheshivas to it. They say about the size of a Cheerio. So the size of a Cheerio is significant enough that it's not automatically going to be bottled. So even less than a kazayas, right? But the concept that it's automatically bottled, that's not true. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Okay, so that's then Vegam Ulaik Kibdu Oisovain Shamato. And furthermore, I could argue that it is a suffix. Even though it's Vadi that Perurim fell, it's not Vadi that's Perurim still there anymore, because we could argue the act of sweeping many times cleans it up. Okay. Gambi Adafrayim, Kosov Dibrim Magarom, who Rakhashita Sabach, who Mesad of the Lord Nash of Lavare, Elim Bavare, Hinichu Sham Chomets, Chemash Machayadam and Makarachayim. So the Adafrayim says, I only feel it's a Vadi. If I know Vadi, then I put it there. But this case that you're saying that Chomets fell there, which I don't know about, I'm just sort of assuming that's not a Vadi, and therefore the Tanur Gaol would work for that. Okay, and that's why he writes in a language of a Yesharmer. So the Mishabura says, it doesn't mean dafka in the middle of the chatzer, any area where the birds would be comfortable going, which means the vast majority of the chatzer, you can rely on the birds have consumed it. It just means that you have sometimes, like on the sides of the chatzer, there's these little cracks and crevices where the birds can't get into. So that you'd have to check. Okay. Now he said, this only works for Sabah Chomets, not for Vadi Chomets. The Bavari Avavari Loy, Chavov. The Bavari Chomets, Osimchin and Al Zab, Tarak Badika, then Sabah Chomets, and Levadi, the Morris says the concept of the Suffolk of the birds removing it cannot take away from the Vadi Chomets, which is there. The Vadi status of Chomets. Okay. So a common case whereas you would have these avozim, this is the geese, they're raising geese, and they had a large pen for them, and they had put some type of a feeding trough, feeding dish, which had oats and barley in it. As they fight around to get the food, some of it flies beyond the area which is enclosed, the fence. The Bavari Tzarek Badika, the Rei Zeh Chometz Gomer, Shesharim Hagarinim B'mayim. Now, maybe it's not Chometz, because there's just the grains. Yeah, but they would soak them before they give it to them. Again, I don't know the Matzias. My farming skills are fairly minimal. Okay, now came along the. I'm sorry, he said, but Vadi Chomets that you cannot use the swar of the suffix of the birds. Okay. Loi, I'm a Rom Shadaita, the Mashik, Nisu Sham Chomets, Man Rav, Kurama Pesach, Basamak, the Pesach, Nishmar, Shalyubu Sham Chomets, Ain Sarach Livlik. If within the last period of time, close to Pesach, you have been careful to make sure that no Chomets goes there, so then, even though one day's worth of birds is a Safik, but the birds coming over a period of multiple days has a din of a Vadai. So even if there's Vadai Chomets there, I have a right to assume that it's been consumed by the birds. But if it's been shortly before Pesach, then I can't assume that the Havari Chomets there, for sure the birds will consume it before Pesach. That's the opinion of the Magen Avraham. Comes the Makar Chaim, which is the Sefer of the Nesivos HaMishpat and the Hilchos Pesach, and he says the case of the Mor was you knew Vanai the night of the 14th that there was Chometz there. He's saying, no, I don't do Bedika because I'm sure that by tomorrow, by the Zman HaBir, that the birds will eat it. That you can't rely on. The suffix of the birds of Chila can't be much today about Chometz. Yet Chometz there 2 weeks ago, don't worry about it. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah later on seems to be a stira. he discusses this later on in multiple places. One place he only quotes the Magen Avraham, one place he only quotes the Mekor Chaim. Okay, came the Ramah. The Ramah says, one second, what's going on over here? Shulchan Aruch says over here that you can't rely on the birds in the case of Avadei Chometz. I have a din later on in Taf Mem Hei that I'm allowed to put it out into the Chotzer. Forget about that. I'm allowed to chachila go to put it in the Chotzer for the birds to eat. Abla Kamon, Chavches. There's multiple discussions to try and explain the answer to this contradiction. And this is what they come up with. This seems to be the consensus of the opinions. He points out this is a Bach, a Taz, a Groy, El Yerabah, Pri Chodesh, Chem and Moshe. But there's a Magen Avraham and a Chok Yaakov, not like this, but he's relying on these multiple Akhrenim who say like that. That's a pretty nice lineup, a Bach, a Taz, and a Groy. Okay? The Lechotzer Shaloi, Oshel Shutzman, also these are comments, Al Smach Sheikhlu, Arvim, Voivis. It's your own private chotzer, or a private chotzer which you own together with somebody else. So that means it's a place that you would have a chiv of beer, etc. It's your makom. Putting it there, relying on the fact that the birds are going to eat it, it's osur. And even if you put it there, you have to go check and see if it's still there and destroy it. The case over there, the Shulchan Aruch, was you're allowed to put in the chotzer. He meant a public chotzer. Mutal lahatzich sham chemsoy ulafkiru kadam zman yisur. So that you're allowed to put it there. Obviously, we're talking about before the zman yisur. Vim and im loyal chalu ha'arvim b'nisher arachas zman yisur. So first of all, the birds are going to probably going to eat it, and even if they don't eat it, lo ich b'slon. It's not such a big issue. The kiman shekar yatsim rishusoy, because it's left your possession. Dumi the moichel la'akum kadam zman yisur, like sell it, the case of selling to the goy. It's left your possession. So if you put it into a public area, and you're mafkir it, the mishmer later on in Tof Mem Hei, on that then he says you have to be mafkir, you have to actively be mafkir it. So he says that's. I'm not allowed to be mafkir my chometz and keep it in my possession. I was mafkir it, right? But that's not mutter. So the case over here was I took it out of my possession and I put it into a public place. So that scenario, he's allowing me to do that. Now, Chazal didn't allow you to be mafkir and put it in the public place. You should have a chi of beer. But for that, we'll argue, chances are the birds are going to eat it. So I am destroying it. And even if not, worse comes to worse, it's hefker, it's item which is hefker in a makom, which is not my rishus. It's rishus of the rabbim. So that's not my chi of. Okay. Zion. Chor Sheben Yehudi Lechaveh, right? Yeah. Just because I put something out into Mokum, which is a hefker, doesn't mean the item is hefker. The Mokum is hefker, but the item is mine. So I need to be mafker it, and I need to place it out of my rishus. I need to do both. Okay? Zion, Chor Sheben Yehudi L'Chaveh Roi Kol Echad Bodek Ad Mokum She'er Magas V'Asher V'Val Tabal Liba V'Daya. So we share a common wall. And they used to have very thick walls. The Mor talks about the walls being, you know, six tefachim thick. So if you're average, your tefach of 3 inches, somewhere between 3 and 4 inches. Imagine you're talking about a wall which is made out of like these pieces of stone, which is 18 inches thick. That's quite impressive. So you reach in as far as you can go, and he reaches as far as you can go. And whenever left in the middle, they're mevatel. Shemayn Yehuda then Yehudi. Let's say there's a Jew on one side, there's a non-Jew on the other side of the wall, and it's Zorach Badika Kla. So you don't have to do Badika there. Hashem Yarmu Kshavim Hu Oisili Nimsa Bala Desakom. So The guy sitting in his house, and it's dark at nighttime, and he sees a light coming through the hole over there, and the Jew's looking around over there. The guy says, "Ah, he's making some type of a curse on me, some spell on me." Then he takes his, he reacts in a way which is dangerous for the Jew. I don't know whether we worry about that nowadays, the possibility of the guy claiming kshafim oisim li. Nowadays, they just blame us that we're spreading coronavirus. So I'm sure that's so much better. Maisa Shahaya, a few days before Pesach, two of my nephews in Cleveland went to Lake Erie to table some kalim. Tell you the story? No? Okay. So Lake Erie is a kosher makom tefillah for kalim. A yam is kosher for tefillah. The Atlantic Ocean is also kosher. The Chesapeake Bay would be kosher. Chesapeake Bay is more complicated. I take that back. The Atlantic Ocean is kosher. Chesapeake Bay is more complicated. Okay. So they were traveling some kalim. There was fisher. There's a pier there, 55th Street Pier. There's a few piers where people can go out and you know, there's some fishing people. Policewoman shows up with handcuffs. He says, "What are you doing?" So they said that there's a Jewish ritual of immersing vessels before you use them. The woman said, "That's good because it's good you told me that because the fisherman called and said that there's these two people over here pouring coronavirus into the lake." Okay. Go figure that one out. And she was ready to arrest them with handcuffs. Talk about being traumatized, okay? Like, I'm happy she took the explanation, you know. We were baptizing my pot. Like, how do you explain that, right? But that's called normal nowadays. Okay, Choptes, Rashar Mavaltabali, but. So, the Shemini's Gagal Shambachar. Now, the Mishabura says, one second. If you're telling me that my hand can't reach past that point, so probabilities are that there's no chametz there. I didn't put any chametz there. The answer, I might have put chametz closer in, and then it sort of got pushed back by itself. So I'm going to do bittul. Let's say there's vare chametz. So can I do bittul? Normally, I'm not allowed to rely on bittul alone. I have to do beer. So we find, for example, Dulihabi can matam and rebor, kimel ovid biyadayim. The more it talks about a case of that you would store something deep down in a bor, that you still you can't rely on bittul, you have to remove it. So he said, well, that's different because you put it there biyadayim. The vayin kumam simatav amavavi mutar lahanas mechametz kazeh achar pesach. Let's say in a scenario, so the halacha is even if you did bittul. And you find the chametz after Pesach. Find the chametz after Pesach. I did bittul. I wasn't over the raisa. The chazal did not allow you to rely on bittul. You're mechuyev to do beer, and you didn't do beer. So the chametz comes also. Excuse me. Comes also after Pesach. Okay. So a few points. Chometz is in the boar, you're allowed to rely on bittul. But chometz that you stored there, you're not allowed to, you put there, you're not allowed to rely on bittul. So you're saying this is different than that. So the Mishabura later on discusses this scenario. So I know there's chometz there, and I'm a vatalitz, and I want to use it after Pesach. So theoretically, the rice that's remote. Mirabonu, the Chum said, don't rely on bittul, you have to do beer, and therefore it's awesome. But over here they say, don't have to do beer because you can't reach there. But there's a new problem. Bittul is only bittul if you really are giving up hope on it. But we have to be concerned if after Pesach you decide to retrieve it, did you really mean bittul? So true bittul works. But the question is, was there true bittul over here? Because haray, after Pesach you retrieved it. So it means you didn't look at it as something worthless, that you something you would like to maintain to be able to get after Pesach. So that's what the Shabura deals with over there. that in a case where if he intended to retrieve it after Pesach, so it's going to be a problem, and he can't use it after Pesach. If he truly knows, honestly, that he had no intention to retrieve it, and then after Pesach, he notices, yeah, why not? I'll use it. That's fine. That's mutter. So that's what Mishnah Berurah is telling us to look that around over there, where he points out that differentiation. The goy sees the Jew seeking through these cracks with a candle at nighttime. You know, if I be superstitious, I also think that he's doing something strange. But it doesn't relieve him of a key of a bedika by day, where even if you use a candle, the goy doesn't notice it that much that he's going to think you're doing shofar. Well, it is a kana. So the Mishabur says, the Gemara asks the question. The Gemara says, well, we have a rule, shluchim mitzvah and nizukim. If you're doing a mitzvah, you're safe. Valvagav the shluchim mitzvah and a nizukim, a person who's involved in a mitzvah is protected. Hecha the shkiach, hezeka, shiny. The Gemara says that's only in a possibility of danger, but in a case where there's a high probability of danger, the mitzvah element does not protect you. Okay. But you should do bittul at nighttime. So even if Zvarei Chometz, you're allowed to ignore it because of this danger of the goy. But you do have a chiyuv to do bedika by day, but you definitely have to do a bittul in the appropriate time. Okay, let's hold Ches for tomorrow. Tomorrow I have to stop a little bit, stop at 8:30. So just give me a heads up, we will start regular time, but we will stop at 8:30. Very good, everybody. Say thank you very much. Have a good night. Really? I don't know. Interesting. Yeah, that's the name of it. Yeah. That is the correct thing. I don't know. Okay, Baron, have a good night. Take care. Seven thousand 20.